You know, since after the elections, there have been the slow process of the counting of the votes of the Liberian people. And because of the crucial nature of this election, we believe that NEC, the National Election Commission, should be able to calm the nerve of our people because they voted. There was massive turnout. And we almost 1 week. And so we believe that as a very formidable party in these elections, it's important that we calm the fears of our people, letting them know that we have all of our tally sheets. It clearly shows that Joseph Boakai could have won elections.
So you are warning the president, saying he should not tamper with the results. Do you have any evidence the president is tampering with the results?
We have seen government officials driving into tallying centers around the SKD, the sport complex, at the time when the tallying center is closed officially to people. Why would they be doing that? People can only insinuate. Why would government officials do that with the, be trying to get around? But usually when they get at the meter or heavily armed security people guarding the place, why would they be doing that at those tallying places if they don't have a clandestine plan of stealing an election? So there are a lot of signs that show, like in Kakata, as I said, two men were arrested with guns near the tallying center in Kakata. And our boys, our vigilante boys from our party, who are there, young people who want to protect their votes, have to record the Liberian police, and the police have to go and then arrest those two people. So with all these, James, what do you expect us to read into this? If they believe that they are wanting election, why would they be fanning around the place where votes have been tallied, and men will want to make their way into a place where tallying is going on? So all of these are clear indications that CDC is making frantic attempt to steal the election from the Liberian people.